This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
So let's bring in Georgina Hayden, who is the author of a cookbook called Taverna. Georgina, welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your connection to Cyprus is?
Both my parents are from Cyprus.
Right.
So we had a Cypriot restaurant for about 30 years.
Okay. So is it uniquely Cypriot?
It is. I mean, you get variations of it in the Middle East, but in the Turkish side of Cyprus, they call it helim. In the Greek side, it's halloumi. Apparently, it comes from Cyprus traditionally, like from the olden days, but it's a very, very Cypriot product, very Cypriot.
What are you making at the moment?
So I've got a few things for you. I've got a goat's halloumi and a sheep's halloumi. One that's made in England, which we can't call halloumi, it's anglum. Mm. And the Greek one I've actually brought away from Cyprus for you. I've made a halloumi cake called halloumobita, which is not sweet, it's actually savoury, and I can bring it round to you.
That's lovely.
There you go. And that's my mother's recipe. And I've also made you a salad with, I've fried an entire block of halloumi. So, which I think people often think of it as slicing it, sandwiches, using it as a filling. Mm. But my favourite way is actually using the whole block, almost like a piece of meat in a way, and frying it or grilling it whole, or even putting it on a barbecue whole. It is phenomenal. So I'm going to give you that to try as well and see what you think.
Did you say a whole block?
I mean, yeah, Georgina,
is this good for me?
Jane, please don't eat the whole thing. That's the only thing I would say.
Right.
But it is absolutely phenomenal. And it responds differently when you cook it whole. It's less squeaky. It's almost softer. And it's absolutely delicious. So I'm going to slice it up and you can try it. And I've got it here with nectarines, honey, almonds. I do think halloumi, the sweet, salty combination, just works so well together. I love it with apricot jam. That's my personal favourite.
Well, if you've been sweating cobs in Britain, as we all have, actually, over the last couple of days, you can make this, because the recipe is on the Woman's Hour website, and pretend that you're in Cyprus.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe watching a sunset with a handsome partner of some description.
Here, let me pop.
No heteronormative assumptions made here. Whoever you like, you can... Oh, that looks absolutely delicious. Thank you very much. Okay, lovely. So this is a good combination. How did you discover that the nectarines and the halloumi go well together?
So in my family, we've always had halloumi and apricot jam sandwiches, and that was our thing growing up. And it works, doesn't it?
Really,
it's so
lovely.
Good. So yeah. I think just working in food now, I want to push that a bit further than just apricot jam and halloumi. And I thought if we use the whole stone fruit and put them on the barbie. So I had a big barbecue the other day and it was the most popular dish. I just put loads of whole blocks of halloumi on, scored them crisscross, again, treating it like a piece of meat in a way, put on loads of stone fruit and then drizzled them with honey and everyone just loved it.
To halloumi fans, the frightening prospect that now the Chinese are into it, the rest of us can forget it. I mean, that is a worry, isn't it?
It is, but interestingly, we are making it over here. Obviously, it's not the same. You can't call it halloumi.
And does it taste as though it's British?
Genuinely, I think it's delicious. It's okay. Really, really great. So there's two here. This one is English and that's sheep's. And then this one is from Cyprus. I bought it over my suitcase for you.
Georgina, our Cypriot cooking expert, has provided me with the ultimate taste test, which is, what have I got in front of me here?
You have got a goat's halloumi from Cyprus that I brought over in my suitcase.
Well, and we probably shouldn't encourage that, but yes.
I should stop saying that. actually, if I'm really honest, it was my grandmother brought over. So we'll blame her. It's fine.
Yeah, okay, do that.
And the other one is an English halloumi maker.
Okay, now I am going to just have them and I'm going to tell you which one I think is English. Right.
Okay.
So an English, an English what? Go on.
It's called anglum. We can't call it halloumi. And that one is sheep's.
Very pronounced squeak on the cheese I've just had.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, in theory, they shouldn't be as squeaky as the ones that you buy in the supermarkets. I think that's the...
Oh, I hadn't realised. You're going for minimum squeak, are we?
Less squeak. The ones that are mass-produced and tend to be machine-made and have cow's milk in them, I think they're... You're less likely to be able to eat them uncooked, should I say. we eat them with watermelon just straight up.
Okay, I think the first one was the sheep's cheese.
Which one's the first one? This one?
This one.
Oh, this one was your first one?
Yeah.
You think that one's sheep's?
Mm.
Okay. That one's goat's.
Brilliant.
Sorry.
Okay.
Which one did you prefer?
I could make a case for both.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to fall out with anyone. It's a hot Friday in July. What's the point? And I'm on holiday next week, so I have no interest in falling out with anyone.
No, absolutely fair enough.
It is funny. So I thought a maximum squeak is what you went for. You're telling me, actually, purists would go for a minimal squeak.
100%, because it's the way they're handled is what produces the squeak, in inverted commas. If it's overhandled and machine-made, you'll get more of a squeak and... It should be handled quite carefully.
And actually, you were saying earlier, Georgina, that you work for a charity. It's Contact the Elderly,
yes.
Isn't it? Which is I'm aware of it. It's a good charity.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And they offer afternoon tea.
Yeah, so you can be a host or a volunteer. And once a month, someone will host an afternoon tea. And it's for elderly people on their own. And you and other volunteers will pick them up and bring them to your house. And it's just a lovely tea party. And it's a way of just, you know, combating, I think, that loneliness that you can have, you know, that's sort of around, really. So it's amazing. I love it. I love being a host. I love cooking for people, and I love hearing people's stories. So for me, it's just a complete win-win. And then I get to have all these wonderful people in my home and you know, hear what they have to say, really.
And you've got a little girl who's...
I've got a toddler.
She's very much a part of it, I gather.
She's very much a part of it. Her name's Persephone. And
what if she throws a wobbler while the tea's on?
Do you know what she... Well, she hasn't, let's touch wood, but she, so far, she loves it. I think she just likes having people around. We've got quite a big Greek family, so she's quite used to it, and they love her as well, so it's really sweet. And they take photos, and it's nice to see, like, you know, it evolving, the people and the baby and stuff, so...
Yeah, and you try out your recipes, do you?
I do, yes. I'd always do some classic things, like I'll do egg mayonnaise sandwiches and cheese sandwiches, and then I'll throw a curveball, I'll do something Greek, like spanakopita or the halomobita. Like a spinach feta pie.
Oh, okay.
So nothing too crazy, but, you know, they'll be very vocal and tell you if they're not into it, which I quite like. I like honest opinions.
Growing up in the 70s, the kid with the egg sandwiches was the one you wanted to avoid. I mean, do you know what I mean? The kid on the bus, the school bus.
The smell.
Mm.
You got this one.
Everybody of my vintage will recognise the smell of a 70s egg butty. Nothing like it. But your more sophisticated egg mayonnaise sandwiches, I'm sure they're a delight.
I do love an egg mayonnaise. Is that bad?
Well, what's the secret to a good egg mayonnaise?
Soft-boiled eggs.
Bit of salad cream will do. Why?
My dad's salad cream, I'm mayo. Oh, sorry.
So many controversial issues in the world. Georgina, thank you for being part of
this. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.